Welcome to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 3.
Episode 3.
The Vibe You're In. Tonight we have an awesome sponsor, Evan Silverio of Silverio Insurance, with 3 locations, one in the heart of Merrimack Valley. Evan Silverio, thank you for sponsoring our episode 3.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And because of Evan Silverio, we get to have the super producer, Short Fuse.
Short Fuse, thank you, Short Fuse, for making this sound amazing.
And for Froggies, the Enchantment Room.
Thank you. That's where we plant ourselves. We have our first guest today.
Holy moly. And it's not just the first guest either.
Evan Silverio of Silverio Insurance.
Clap it. Clap it.
Welcome, Evan. Talk to us. How you doing?
Thank you. No, I'm just excited to be here. I heard your podcast before, the other two, and they were amazing. I can't believe that I have the honor of being the first guest. So thank you guys for having me.
Wow. I didn't even think of that. You're actually the first guest. The first guest.
Wow. And I feel honored. This is special. That's crazy. So as we always start our podcast, we have one drink or two.
Interesting.
Today, we are having Glenfiddich, one of my favorites. It's actually a single malt, and it's finished in IPA beer cask. Doesn't taste like a beer. It actually tastes really smooth. And it's called the IPA Experiment.
Well, I can tell you from my first two sips that I snuck in, it's amazing.
Oh, so someone's gone to a second round.
Yeah, we haven't had one, and Evan already had.
I don't know the rules.
That's okay. Most guests can just take the whole bottle and drink it. That's fine with me. I'm okay with that. Yeah, exactly. I just won't tell anybody. Maybe your voice will change a little bit, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure that people will be okay with it.
Yeah.
So Evan Silverio, Silverio Insurance, they have 3 locations. They have a staple location in Lawrence, Massachusetts, strictly insurance, home insurance, auto insurance. I personally use them. I know Michael does too. And they have great staff and they do it right. Evan, tell us just a small snapshot of your business.
You hit the nail on the head. It's property and casualty, specifically insurance. We own an agency in Leominster, Massachusetts now, one in Lawrence, known as Silverio Insurance, as well as Haverhill. The one in Leominster is Woodcomb Insurance. So if you ever in the Leominster area, Fitchburg area, and you hear Woodcomb Insurance, that is the sister company of Silverio Insurance.
Wow, congratulations.
Congratulations, man.
That is awesome.
Let's start with Mike. What's the topic for today? What's going to help people out there that listen to us? What's something that we can provide today in our episode three?
Today's topic is the 3 P's of success.
Not PPP money.
Not PPP money. We're not talking about that.
We're not talking about that. Even though that helped out a lot of people.
You know, it helped out a lot of people.
Yeah. I've seen some businesses.
Have you ever seen, like, you walk into businesses and you can tell.
They use some PPP money.
They use some PPP money.
I would say so. But that's smart, though. They took the PPP and applied it to the things that maybe help them grow and be better business owners or be able to bring people to a different experience. So I thought that, I mean, I don't know if it's legal to do that, but I'm not someone that can talk about it.
I think they're still trying to figure out what the legality is.
What's up with the PPP?
It. Yeah, yeah.
You know PPP?
Yeah, you know me.
That's it. That's right. That's it.
Hey, so the 3 P's we're talking about here, though, is perseverance. I added that extra P. That would be a 4th P. It's actually, I'm gonna backtrack.
That's okay.
It's persistence.
Okay.
Poise. And patience.
All right. Persistence. How do you apply persistence? Or how do you see persistence? We know that Evan is persistent in his challenges and the things that he wants to do for himself. But what does it mean out there? I mean, there's people probably asking, okay, persistence. I know what the word means, but how does that apply to me?
For those out there that think that it's all fun and games and it's easy, right? And that they can be overnight successes. Mm-hmm. What does it take?
First of all, you overnight doesn't, in I think in our world, a lot of times you can't bank on overnight, right? So it's the long term. And the quicker you can get started, right, is basically you're not wasting any time, right? And I think everything that you guys preach on this show, you know, again, going back to the previous podcast, it takes all of that. It takes persistence. It takes patience. It takes, you know, believing in yourself. It takes thinking big and then thinking bigger and then reaching one goal and then going past that goal, because it never ends. For me, where I'm at is definitely wasn't the goal when I first set out to purchase my first investment. And that was a total failure. And a lot of people were just like me in the same position, which failed. But do you have persistence? Do you have the sense, I'm going to go out there and try again. And I'm going to go out there and try again, right? And I think that that's the only difference. I just kept on doing it. And I think you guys as well saw me there. And I was just constantly, Michael, well, you know, what do you think is a good move? Here, this is what I'm thinking about doing. Can we talk about this? You guys were the experts and are the experts in that area. And I surrounded myself with experts who can say, yeah, this is where we think this is going to go. So, but definitely persistence, getting back on the horse, learn from your failures, right?
Excellent. Make them count. Excellent. I think with persistence, it's evident. Like when you, if you ever listen to songs and you wonder how the heck did this thing make it on the radio? And it's that person just had persistence and they were going, they were just kept showing up and kept showing up and kept showing up. And now they're shoving these crappy ass songs down our throat through repetition and just over and over and over again until we're there bobbing our head.
I know.
The song is hot and it's really not.
But just,
it's just that the persistence got them through. I don't know if you guys ever noticed that. Is it just me?
I constantly am telling people, I go, I really don't think, no, you don't need to put crickets on that. I know exactly where you're coming from. I constantly don't think that a lot of people even like the music, right? But as soon as it plays 5-6 times,
yeah,
then they just convinced you otherwise.
10, 20, 100 times. It's repetition.
So Evan, we're asking you this question as our first guest.
Our first guest ever.
What was your big idea?
So, you know, it's going to be funny and maybe a little bit not what you were thinking.
That's
but
okay.
Honestly, I didn't have a big idea. I took somebody else's idea, right? Because, I ended up working for my mother who started an insurance agency.
Oh, the famous.
Yeah.
Julia.
The legendary.
Julia, so very.
The legendary.
Mm-hmm. And for me, my big idea was to take her idea and expand on it, right? So I'm
and you've done well.
And I'm not afraid to say that my idea wasn't the original idea, right? But nor was her idea. She's very proud of what that has become, and that wasn't her idea.
Right.
That now whatever's there is kind of my idea, right? So I think that that's important, right, for the listeners to say, hey, wait a minute. It doesn't have to be something brand new. It doesn't have to be this thing. Take pride aside. It doesn't matter. Build on whatever it is. You can build something new or you can build on top of something.
I think it was a stupendous idea.
Evan's right. A lot of people think that the idea is supposed to be this massive thing that's going to, you know, make the world spin the other way. And it may not be that way all the time. No,
I'm going to take you guys back to the 1800s from where I'm from and back in those days.
Okay.
People used to go to Filene's basement downtown, Essex Street.
There was a Filene's basement in Essex Street?
Yeah.
Yes, there was.
And people used to go there for their travel needs.
How old were you, both of you?
Well, Evan, I don't think, was born in the 1800s like me.
Okay.
We had the horse and buggies. We used to take our little horse and buggies downtown. And we used to go down to Filene's basement if we wanted to travel. And then when Julia's travel started, that was like, an amazing idea. And now you have the next generation, Evan, taking it to other levels. Can I do it again? Amazing.
But again, it wasn't the first. It wasn't the first travel agency.
It won't be the last.
And it wasn't, right? But it had a niche.
Right.
Find the niche. Help people find the niche and everything else will come together.
That's beautiful.
So Evan, when you started there, what were you doing exactly?
I came in as a producer. It took me 3 times to get my insurance license.
Wow.
Yeah.
Persistence. I know some people out there that
get out there.
It took a while for them to get the license. And now that whatever license they're doing in their business, they're extremely successful.
Yeah. It's not an easy test, but that is also a little bit of protection for me as well, right? When things aren't so easy to get into. But I came in as a producer, started producing, learning as I go, later became a manager, from kind of the ground up for me.
That's a beautiful thing.
That's awesome. And so at what point did you say, I want to do something different here? I want to be able to bring this to the next level. What was that aha moment?
Well, the facts are that my mother really couldn't afford me. Right? She could.
Okay. Talk about economics.
No.
That's good. That's real. Yeah, I like that.
So I had to find different ways of earning extra income. So I've always had more than one job. And when I came on to be an insurance agent, I was a loan officer.
I remember that.
Yeah. So I was a loan officer for a total of 9 years. I want to say 3 or 4 of which was during my, when I was an insurance agent. And then I was able to invest in real estate. And that started throwing in some supplementary income. And as soon as I can get out of insurance, because the real estate started producing some income, well, then it was just insurance and real estate. Yeah.
Look at that.
Amazing.
Look at that. He's like,
that's an awesome story.
She couldn't afford me.
Rinse, wash, and repeat.
Rinse, wash. That was a good word. Rinse, wash, and repeat.
Excellent. I love that story.
But it just gets better. You can't, that's not the key to the success, right? The key to the success is the persistency and everything. And what worked for me doesn't necessarily work for everybody.
Right.
Right.
But they can learn from you.
Yes.
I think it's a great story.
Take the bits and pieces.
Right. That's what I'm saying. There's something in there in that story that people are like, wait a minute, whatever I'm doing it right. There could be people out listening to us right now. They're saying, I am on that path. I'm that halfway point maybe. And hearing you say that would inspire them to say, oh my God, this is what he did. Now, it may not be what I'm going to do, but certainly this is something that inspires me to keep going, to be persistent and be patient.
Patient, because it wasn't overnight.
No, of course not.
You did say 9 years, right, in there?
Well, again, bought my first property at 24
and had to
short sale it, right, at about 30. So my failure came, and it came hard.
Right.
Right.
You know?
But you learned from it. So it was a lesson.
And you just move forward, and you move forward.
So you had no fear. Knowing that there was a failure, you were like, you know what? That's fine. I learned from it. I understand what I did wrong. And you went through the motions of saying, I'm going to put this behind me. Learning and understanding what happened, but saying, you know what? That was the past. I'm living in the present.
No, there's a lot of fear.
Okay.
Right? So it wasn't that there was no fear. There's a lot of fear because there's no guarantee. But there is, the only guarantee is if you don't do anything, you're not going anywhere.
You get nothing.
Right. You get what you put in is what you get out.
And I think that's the difference. I knew at least that part, that if I don't do anything, this is not where I want to be right now. Right? At a job that I wasn't making money, right? Real estate wasn't in there yet, right? It just wasn't working out. And I was so frustrated that I said, well, I have to try again. And this is kind of what I know. And I think on paper, it seems to work out well. Now let's put it to practice.
Sure.
But that fear, I remember going to my first real estate auction, winning, and
saying, what the fuck?
Holy, I couldn't even hold the pen right. to sign the papers.
That's just being nervous, not.
No, that was fear.
Fear?
I'm just trying
to put a better spin on it.
I always tell people, I go, even if somebody gave you a house for free, you're going to be scared.
Sure.
For whatever reason, but you have to, you just have to take it. That's part of the process.
Composure.
Your brain is automatically programmed to start thinking, well, what if this? What? It's a protection for you.
Yep.
That's all it is, right? Use your common sense, fight through it, and come out the other side.
Exactly.
That's great advice.
Yep.
Couldn't have said any better.
I have an insurance question.
Yeah.
Like, you guys can insure like anything.
Property and casualty. So,
but like, but I say, say if I went, say if I went to you and I said, Evan, I want to insure my arm. Like J Lo insures her butt.
She does. She does.
So can I?
What kind of insurance would that be called?
Yeah. What like what is that?
Body insurance.
I would say body insurance. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We have not had the
privilege
of insuring, but Michael, I think yours is a face.
That must get insurance.
Yeah.
That must get insurance.
It's been on a billboard.
Yeah.
That counts for anything.
Michael has insurance on that face.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's crazy. I know you.
You know what's funny is I think that I worked extremely hard trying not to work extremely hard. That was go ahead. You can.
I like that.
That's the bun.
I like that.
Yeah.
That needed that. But yeah. That was good. Can you say that again, please?
I work extremely hard trying not to work extremely hard. So it kind of doesn't work, but it will eventually. That's what I'm working towards.
That's fine.
That's where the persistence comes in.
So I continue working hard. Eventually, though, not to work so hard.
That's good advice. So are you part of the 4 a.m. club or the 5 a.m.?
No, neither. Neither.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
So you get up late?
No, I'm now at 6.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Wow.
It was not in my nature, but I worked hard to get to 6 because I agree 100% that you need to find the time in order to make the other things, whatever it is that you need to get done, get it done. There is enough time there. You have to find those pockets of time and you have to get rid of those things that are taking away your time, you know? And I am a very big believer in blocking time, but I block it from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. I know exactly how much time I'm spending with my family. I know exactly, and all of that is important. Personal time.
You make appointments?
It's not necessarily appointments.
This was an appointment. He was on time, Michael.
He was.
He was. You weren't, but that's okay.
I wasn't.
That's all right. But here's, going back to Evan, what he just said, this guy's raising a family, and he's got a lot going. He's got a lot of businesses
beautiful
that are going.
Family.
Yeah, beautiful family.
Thank you.
And yet, what I hear from a lot of people is, I don't have the time. What do you mean you don't have the time? You have to make the time. And I think that's excuses that you're making for yourself. And so you're living in a world of excuses. Make the time. The time is there. And so some of us get up a little earlier. It's uncomfortable, like we said before in our last podcast, but we get up earlier. And so why? Why would we do that? Because we may not have the time during the day to work on the things we want to work on.
Right.
And so you gain the time.
You gain the time. If you start adding up those hours, it turns into days.
Yeah.
Just like people that are in a hurry to go nowhere or in a hurry to do nothing. But if you add the time that they're doing nothing and you put it together, it adds up to years. It sounds like a joke, but it's real.
It's a struggle. It's a struggle. It's not easy, right? Everybody who's listening, you do not have the same schedule I do. You do not have the same lifestyle I do. We don't have yours. It is going to be on a case by case. But if you've never broken down the time, then you haven't taken the first steps. That I can guarantee you. So you might have more of a hectic schedule. You may not have such a hectic schedule. But if you haven't broken the time minute by minute in your full day, full week, then you haven't done the step one to figure out where those pockets of time are.
Right. But so, that was beautiful. That was beautifully said.
That was beautifully said.
Now, here we talk about always starting our day the night before. Are you starting your day the night before? How do you start your day?
I do. So because I am back into working out, right? So I put out my workout clothes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm like hitting it on all cylinders right now. You got me at a good moment in life.
Nice.
So I put the clothes out and then I also try to put the clothes out. Actually, I do this on Sunday for the whole week.
What?
Right. Yeah. So
really?
Yeah. I just grab it on Sunday, start putting clothes together. It's almost relaxing because you're preparing for the whole week.
Do you label them?
I do not. I do not. Although there are some pants that say Monday,
where's
Tuesday.
Where's my Wednesday outfit? Wednesday. You know, that's actually pretty good though, because he's already projecting himself that he's going to work out the whole week.
Right.
And he's already envisioned himself working out on Saturday. That's
right.
That's good advice.
He's got the underwear to say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Thursday. I'd like to take this opportunity, The Wake Up Miracle. So if you haven't read that book, it's a great book. It's exactly what we're talking about.
Nice. Who's the author?
I can't remember.
Say again, what's the name of the book?
The Wake Up Miracle. But because I was one of those people that had, I struggled so much with waking up. And I wanted it. I wanted it so bad. But come that, you know, hit that clock. And I was just like, you know what?
The bed was too comfortable.
Oh my gosh.
I get it.
I love it.
I think everyone out there who listens to our podcast has those struggles.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I mean, you're not the only one. So if you're listening, you're not the only one.
I mean, people ask me, how do you do it? And what I do is I just get up.
You just get up.
Everybody is jump up. Like you. You're Benjamin Button. You can't.
You know that's what hilarious. I
mean? It's not.
But here's the thing, though.
I'm on the opposite end. So anybody listening now that can't get up, don't worry.
It's okay.
It is okay.
I will tell you tricks. This is how far I went. This is how far I went. First off, I am because
you bought a rooster.
No, I wrote this plan down as my own plan. Feel free to take it. Put an alarm clock outside. You already heard that one, right? Put alarm or clock outside. Problem number two is you wake up and your bed is comfy and the temperature outside your bed, you're cold. You have to learn to sleep in pajamas so that you can get up and it's same temperature. And actually you're hot by the time you get up. So you want to get out of bed, right?
Yeah.
Step number three, wait for daylight savings. I'm dead serious.
His plan is seasonal.
You can gain.
It's a seasonal
you can
plan.
Gain plan. One full hour without losing one moment of sleep.
Wow, you've got this mastered down to the.
Here's the thing, I'm though.
This is trying not to wake up.
One of the steps could be a little difficult for some people because some people like to sleep naked.
There you go.
And so we're telling them you have to adjust.
Was me.
So we knew that.
Boxers.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember, we think in pictures and he's like,
oh, Jesus. Just, yeah.
Well, that's why I had to throw the boxers back on.
Because we think in pictures, I already have like I envision the clothes being lined up like somewhere in his house.
Somewhere, yeah.
And he's like,
labeled.
Like in a closet.
Yeah. Do you have
Sunday, somewhere Monday. In my house?
Do you change the outfits? Like, you're like, you know, this is not my Tuesday workout. I'm going to take Wednesday and switch over and just move Tuesday to Wednesday and be okay with
First
it.
First of all, my workout clothes are the same ones. I might have.
Are they the same color?
Yeah, I don't care.
It's workout. It doesn't matter.
This dude's Albert Einstein.
No, he did get them for, he got them for less. He got five for $1. So
he has a closet full of white shirts.
That's Obama. Obama knew that trick, right?
That's where he got it from, Albert Einstein.
There you go.
Right.
The dude didn't even have laces. He just put them on the loafers. He's like, I don't want
to
be thinking about
it. Too much time to waste.
Smart.
Too much thinking.
And that's where you gain the pockets of time.
You see?
I've mastered multitasking.
Right.
Like mastered it. Like I am. So I watch an episode on Netflix on the treadmill while ordering Uber Eats. Everything is happening at the same time.
Okay, hold on a second.
So you're losing the pounds because you know that you're going to order like cheese on the pizza.
What so I my question is none of your business.
What off?
Listen, I didn't have what that what, oyster
what,
burger.
What outfit was that? What is the Thursday outfit? Is that the looser shorts that you wear? That's a good one,
Thursday
though.
The outfit has an oil stain on it.
An oil stain.
He knows
so
that he's going
to order. So you have a treadmill at home?
I do.
Oh, that's nice. So once again, thank you for joining us tonight. Evan, it's been a true pleasure. Thank you for sharing your story with us and with the people who listen to us.
Man, this was awesome. I mean, this is my first time on a podcast. First time being
awesome.
And it's our first guest.
Yeah.
And our first guest.
I was nervous. I mean,
Evan fine.
Nervous. Oh, yes. Yes.
Evan and nervous don't go in the same.
Yeah, always. I don't think so.
I'm always nervous.
Well, that's it.
But I conquer the fear.
Up until now.
I conquer the fear.
Yeah, that's called excitement in my book. Well, it was awesome. I want to make sure that everybody shares our episode. If you don't know where you are, please subscribe to Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
And Spreaker. Stitcher.
Like us, comment, review, tell someone, share it. And we have another place that you can send some love.
If you want to send us love mail, thevibeyourin@gmail.com.
We are over.
And
out.